Hey, this is Ryan Thomas. Thanks so much for listening to On the Road and supporting Faith Radio. You are just the very best, and we appreciate you so much. Enjoy the show. His youthful years were defined by the words, "I can't do it." He struggled mightily in every subject at school and quickly became his own worst critic. But a single sentence spoken by his parents would change his whole outlook, and a seventh grade art class would unlock an extraordinary gift. Today, Mr. Jeremy Cowart is an internationally celebrated photographer, capturing the fascinating and the famous, shoots with presidents, Hollywood favorites, recording artists, and so many more. Now he's sharing his incredible journey in I'm Possible, jumping into fear and discovering a life of purpose. And it is just the best to have this good man join us today. How are things today, good sir?
They're so good. How are you doing?
Sir, if I was any better, it would be ridiculous. It's really an honor to be speaking with you today.
That's awesome. I love it. I need to have that same attitude every day.
No, yeah. Some days are easier than others, for sure, sir. But
that's right.
It's interesting. It really is fascinating how many folks who've achieved amazing things in life like you have didn't start out by necessarily achieving amazing things in the classroom. And that is really how you set up your story. Tell me about Jeremy the Young Scholar.
Yeah, I was just the antithesis of a scholar. I was a very just normal, quiet, shy kid, didn't make good grades and didn't think I was really going to amount to much. And so, but I was kind of content with that because just who I was. I was very content to just blend in. And had a lot of uphill battles as a kid and just didn't think I was going anywhere. You know, my dad and mom would speak into that with Philippians 4:13 to encourage me otherwise, to believe in myself and to try the things that really scared me. And so that was very instrumental in me kind of getting out of that headspace.
That is one of the most fascinating and one of the real hinge parts of this whole thing is what they do tell you. And they really repeat this to you again and again and again. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I mean, it doesn't really seem like it can be overstated. Just how important was that for you both then and now?
Yeah, it was super important in hindsight as a kid. And it was even one of the verses that honestly even got annoying after a while. It's like, okay, Dad, I get it. I can do all things through Christ. You know, it's one of the verses you hear so much as a kid. Even though we might be annoyed or we might hear it so much, I do think that it's possible for it to really start to sink in and start to believe it. And just knowing that your parents in general are supporting you and encouraging you is huge for any child. The verse and the belief in my parents, I knew they loved me, I knew they supported me. I mean, those are instrumental for any child, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Such a gift. And I want to circle back once we've made some progress into your story, because that is such a central part of it, is that repetition of that eternal truth. But tell me about seventh grade then, when you discover an art class and something that you maybe didn't think was going to be that epic, but turns out to be really, really epic.
Yeah, I took my first art class in seventh grade, and I, you know, just like any other kid, you're forced to do it. And so I remember we had to draw a New York City street corner, and it's not like I created some masterpiece, but I did a good enough a job to where it impressed my parents. I knew I enjoyed it. I knew I had fun making it, and it was probably one of the better ones done in the class. But it was just that moment where it's significant enough for me to be like, oh, this is something that I'm good at, and I should pursue this more. And I think, you know, every child hopefully has that in something, whether that's football or drama or chorus or math or whatever it is. And for me, it was definitely drawing and art.
Mr. Jeremy Cowart is with us, the internationally celebrated photographer, the author of I'm Possible, Jumping into Fear and Discovering a Life of Purpose. You really do talk about almost an awe of the way that your parents approached your situation. They didn't push you, you say, to change your interests. They really did encourage you to focus on that art, which was a real gift that they gave you.
Yes, it was certainly a gift. I mean, just they went and bought me my first art desk and all my art supplies and, you know, just giving me the tools, because so oftentimes that's what, you know, logistically keeps us from doing the thing we want to do, is we can't afford the guitar, can't afford the art supplies. And so it was really huge for them to go ahead and immediately invest in all the things, you know, the oil pastels, the colored pencils, the desk, you know, all of it, for me to really get going further.
So speaking of another beautiful story, this is the real hinge moment here. Soon after you decide to jump into photography after the schooling has been completed, you have this highly entertaining moment, which really serves as your big break, right? You're armed at this point, you say, with a Photography for Dummies book and a portfolio that included the singular experience of having photographed multiple armoires, when you get a phone call from an agent who wants to hire you for a shoot. Can you take us back to that phone call?
I was driving on the interstate and I got a phone call. And this lady said, hey, you just beat me for a job. I had some photographers up for it. And you got the job, and she said, that's how I discovered you. She said, I love your work, and I'd love to represent you. And I didn't even know that photographer agents even existed. And so it was all news to me, but I was obviously very excited and to talk to her. And we signed a deal within a few weeks, and I was off to the races in Hollywood shooting, you know, big celebrities and TV campaigns and everything.
I can't resist geeking out with you just a little bit, sir, because just in awe of your work. People talk so often about an eye for photography, right? Is that a real thing, in the sense that that is something you have, a talent that God gives you, or he doesn't, and not necessarily something that you can work toward perhaps getting for your own?
I definitely think that God gives certain people creative gifts, but at the same time, I also think, you know, they can be developed. I mean, I have seen people who could not see or take a good picture learn how to do that. And I mean, of course, your eye can develop over time. So I took a lot of bad pictures early in my career, and I still do. But my eye has certainly gotten much, much, much better over the years. And so I think it's kind of a both and. I think God does give people you know, maybe more creativity than others, but I also think creative talents can be developed if somebody is really focused on it and wants to do it.
Okay, fascinating. Thanks for dipping into that.
Now, it would be different, though. I definitely don't think the same goes for, example, singing. Like, if you don't have a good voice, I think it's going to be really hard to develop a good voice. Like, I think gifted singers are just born with that, you know. But I think a good eye to see can be developed.
Jeremy Cowart, the internationally celebrated photographer, the author of I'm Possible, Jumping into Fear and Discovering a Life of Purpose, available wherever fine books are sold, I know, sir. But if we do want to learn more, pick up a copy of the book and then follow you and all the incredible work that you're involved with. Where are some of the places we could find you online, sir?
Yeah, I'm at Jeremy Cowart on social channels. I'm jeremycowart.com, and then thepurposehotel.com, and at thepurposehotel on socials.
Marvelous. Well, sir, it was a real honor to meet you. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today, and keep up the great work, sir.
Thank you. It means a lot. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.
Thank you so much for listening. Programming like this is available through your support, and you can learn more about partnering financially at myfaithradio.com. We'd also love to hang out with you during the week on Facebook and on Twitter. Just search for On the Road with Ryan Thomas. Talk to you again soon.